Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
You probably think you know fairy tales. Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood. You probably think that they're cute and boring. But the real stories aren't cute and boring at all. The Grimm fairy tales were weird and sometimes gross and often scary. And in the podcast Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest, you can listen along with a group of other kids as I tell them those tales. The episodes are sometimes grim, sometimes grimmer, and sometimes grimmest. But no matter how creepy it gets, we'll always have a great time guessing what'll happen next, cracking jokes, and discussing what these tales mean to us. You can listen to Grimm, Grimmer, Grimmest now, wherever you get your podcasts. And be sure to follow the show so you don't miss new episodes.
Welcome back, everyone. It's me, Grabstack, reporting to you live from the Pflugerville Swamp. It's been an exciting time since Lucy Wilde's three-story high boat fell off a waterfall and we lost our chocolate sails. But after a detour in the swamp with our friends, Dog Detective Snoop and Sniffy, it's time to return to Pflugerville's annual Regatta Race Obstacle Course. We still have a chance to win. And after scouring the swamp, little old genius me has come up with what I think is the perfect solution to our sail problem. Now, to tail Lucy and get back to sailing. Time is of the essence, even though I don't know what essence even means, but that's neither here nor there. We have a race to race. Let's go!
Lucy, wow! Kapow! Lenore!
Long temps, wait 8.
You're back! I'm glad.
Sorry it took so long. We got chased by an alligator, tricked by a stork, met up with Snoop and Sniffy, you know them, the dog detectives, and solved the case of missing snow cones for Gertie the Swamp Witch. The culprit wasn't even the suspected mermaid, but actually was the vengeful stork who happened to be Snoop's nemesis. Hooey, it was a lot.
A stork stands with one leg.
Right, so yeah, sorry it took so long.
Kapow and I just got back as well, but we didn't experience any of that. In fact, our side of the swamp was mostly just water. So unfortunately, we had no luck with potential new sailing materials. What about you?
Lucky for you, I'm a genius.
He keeps calling himself a genius.
Well, there's no other word for it. I have the solution to our sails problem.
You do? That's wonderful. What is it?
As I said, we met Gertie the Swamp Witch on our adventures. She's a lovely woman, talks a lot.
I understand why you two are friends.
Anywho, she has a wonderful shop full of magical trinkets and treats, and I thought, why gosh darn, there must be something in this here shop we can use for sales. And sure enough...
What is that?
It's special extra stretchy swamp-flavored bubble gum!
How are we supposed to use that for our sails?
Oh, sweet kapow. Why, we chew all of it and then combine it into a mega sail of extra stretchy sailing bubblegum.
You know what, Grabstack? I think you are a genius.
Did she just?
Yes, she did.
Oh, I'm humbly honored that the Lucy Wow, inventor slash tinkerer, called little old me Grabstack. A genius! Firstly, I like to thank my mother.
Grabstack, now's not the time for an acceptance speech. We're still in a race.
Well, I think acceptance speeches should be a part of all races.
We can use the chewed bubble gum together to form a shield-like sail that'll catch the wind in its bubble field and really get us moving. Let's get chewing.
What flavor did you say this gum was again?
It's... not really a fan of this swamp water flavor.
It tastes like feet. Oh, but I guess that's the price for victory.
I'm a mechanical pygmy goat, and even I think this is gross.
Poopy, shut down.
I don't know what y'all are talking about. I love it. What's not to love? It's earthy.
It's muddy. It's downright swampy. Yum.
Okay, now everyone, blow up your pieces.
I don't have a very strong breath span, but I will blow my hardest.
And now let's combine them together. And voila!
A brand new, extra stretchy, swamp-flavored bubblegum sail. It's perfect.
Thank you so much for your genius idea, Grabstack. Now let's hurry and make the other two sails and get back into this race.
Every time she calls me a genius, I just get more and more emotional.
Technically, I called the plan genius that time, but you can have it if you want.
I do want it. Thank you.
Good job, everyone.
And just like that, we have new sails.
Time to attach them.
Yep. I'll take the starboard side to the bow. Kapow, head up to the crow's nest.
Ready.
Okay, here it goes. Bubblegum sails time. She's a beaut. And look, she's already picking up the wind. Everyone, back to your stations. It is time we got back into this race.
Let's go.
Maybe I should give up being a superhero and just be a boat person.
Why not? You're really suited for the water.
Then what will I do?
Let's talk about it after we win the race.
Lenore, did you eat all the bagels while you were waiting here?
Guilty as cream cheese.
I think we might be even moving faster now with these new sails. Hopefully, we'll be able to catch up with the rest of the contestants.
If any of the future obstacles are going to be as tough as that otter's one, we need to stay on our toes.
What if you don't have toes?
Just be ready for anything.
Anything? Like even flarsmarflers raining from the sky?
I mean, it could happen. Who knows?
Ooh, I hope so.
We're banking around this river bend, and it will take us back to the main branch of the river. Then we'll be really able to catch up.
And finally get out of that swamp.
Bye, Gertie. Thank you for all the delectable treats, including the swamp bubblegum. I will truly miss you. Anyone want to try cotton candy scorpion? More for me.
Not to ruin anybody's happy feelings right now, but I have a bad feeling to share.
What is it, Kapow?
Port side, dark mysterious shape under the water.
He's right. What is that?
It looks like a shark.
Or a giant squid.
Maybe a whale?
A whale in the river? I've never seen something like that before.
Anything is possible in Pflugerville.
The chaos never ends.
Wait a minute. I recognize this looming underwater figure. It looks like...
Hiya, Bobby Wonder! It's me, Xavier.
And her brother, Atlas.
Xavier and Atlas? From a whale of a tale!
What are you two doing here?
We have quite the story for you.
Feels so good to be back on the water. And now, Xavier and Atlas from A Whale of a Tale are here in their own giant whale-shaped submarine. Before we get to their surely amazing story, let's take a quick break. We'll be back very shortly.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Welcome back. We're back on the open river and ready to win the Pflugerville Annual Regatta Obstacle Course Race. But first, we just ran into our good friends, Xavier and Atlas, from A Whale of a Tale. Wonder what they have to say.
Xavier and Atlas, what are you two doing here?
It's kind of a long story.
I love long stories. They're my specialty.
Well, we entered into Pflugerville's annual regatta obstacle course race.
You did? So did we. But we got waylaid by those otters and ended up on the underside of that waterfall. But luckily, thanks to Grabstack's ingenious idea, we were able to make new sails using super stretchy swamp-flavored bubblegum.
Hold the applause, or actually, applaud, because I'm a certified genius.
Wow, cool. Those sails look extra strong and stretchy.
They really are catching the wind and moving us quickly down the river.
Yeah, we accidentally set our alarm to the wrong time this morning, so we woke up too late to be at the start of the race, so we're making up time now.
Oh no. Well, at least you still get to participate.
I didn't know you could enter the race in a submarine.
Sure can. Any water-bound craft is eligible. This is our first year entering. It's been quite fun so far. But we have lots of catching up to do.
Yeah, so do we.
Sorry about the waterfall and your sails. But I'm sure we'll continue to see you along the way.
Right you are. May the best boat win.
Or submarine. I think it's time for us to descend. There's a very strong swamp smell coming off the boat.
That's the gum. Want a piece?
I'm okay. Thanks.
See you around.
Bye.
Bye, Xavier. Bye, Atlas. Send Daisy my best. I miss that giant squid.
Looks like our competition is even fiercer than I thought.
And if they're just now catching up with us after starting the race, we really must be behind.
Luckily, my sails will help us make up time.
The wind is really picking up speed. We're moving faster than ever.
How's it looking up in the crow's nest, Kapow?
Clear visibility. Back on the main channel.
What channel? Is it on the cartoon channel? Because I only like to watch cartoons.
No, silly. The river channel.
I knew that.
Wait, there's something ahead.
That's always worrying. Where's a bagel when you need one?
What is it?
It looks like...
It's Mighty Mila!
Somehow, I thought we'd get to the end of the race without seeing her again, but that was just foolish thinking.
Looks like her boat ran afoul of some rocks and is stuck.
Well, time for us to just sail right on by and just...
Bobby Wonder, Lucy Wow, Grabstack, others who I don't remember. Help me!
Not this again.
Finally gets our names right when she needs help.
What happened?
Okay. It is a quick story. I was in a head-to-head boat battle with the banana stand lady when she threw a banana peel in front of my boat. And I thought that a stinky little banana peel wouldn't stop me, but then my boat hit it and it swiveled out of control and ended up trapped between these rocks. Isn't that right, Robozuki? If you could please help tow my boat out and around, that would be very sweet and nice, and I would be very happy.
Why can't you just blast away the rocks and do it yourself?
I tried, and they won't budge. This is something that requires the help of others.
All righty, well, it's been great chatting with you, Mighty Mila, but we're going to be on our own way now. All right, best of luck to you. Bye-bye now. See ya.
You're not going to help me? But why? Don't you want to race against the best? You shouldn't let Banana Stand Lady win with such cheap tactics. Ugh, please help me out.
Why should we help you?
Yeah, especially after you stole all the Papuli Fox Roses to make your sails.
You didn't need them anyways. Looks like your sails are working just fine now. Please help me. I promise I won't do anything devious. It'll be a fair race after this. Right, Robozuki?
We should help her out. She is my nemesis and she's really annoying. But I wouldn't feel good about winning the race if I knew she was stuck in some rocks because of a banana peel.
Oh, Bobby Wonder. Thank you, thank you.
Do you agree, Lucy? What was that?
I was grumbling under my breath. But fine, you're right. Let's tow her out. Kapow, drop the anchor and the stern line.
I'm remaining silent because I have nothing nice to say, which is something I learned while auditioning for Avatar.
Okay, stern line dropped. Hold on to the rope, Mighty Mila, and we will pull you out now.
Thank you, thank you. Oh, we're free. Amazing.
You're welcome.
And now, onto a fair and equal race.
Oh, you fools! Why would you ever help me and my boat out of that jam?
Mighty Mila, whatever you are thinking of doing, don't.
I'm feeling extra thunderous. Might take a minute and turn into a thunderstorm. See if your new sails can survive in the rain.
Mighty Mila, don't do that. You can't use your powers.
Plus, we just helped you.
Who wants to be a Mila Boo?
Sorry, Brody Blubber. I'm Mighty Mila, and this is what I do.
Every time.
Kapow! Secure the bow flank. Batten down the hatches. We are in for a bumpy ride, and let's hope the sails stick.
Time for a river-faring adventure.
Well, folks, Mighty Mila has tricked us again. It's hard being good and helpful to others. But always remember to be kind and nice and help others out when their boat is trapped behind rocks. Even if it means you are now sailing down a river in a thunderous storm. This wouldn't be Pflugerville's annual regatta obstacle course race without a little flair for the dramatic, huh? Tune in next time to see how we get out of this one and if our bubblegum sails hold up against the rain. What a doozy. If you enjoyed this episode, you can find others like it, including with Lucy Wow and Friends, by searching Go Kid Go wherever you get your podcasts. Stay dry out there, my friends.
Good news alert! We've sniffed out a winner from the Go Kid Go team, Snoop and Sniffy. What happens when Snoop, an experienced dog detective from London, gets sent to small-town Pflugerville to train clueless puppy Sniffy as an undercover agent? Mystery, adventure, and chaos! Seriously, the town of Pflugerville isn't Dullsville like Snoop expected, and he quickly realizes that he can't handle all the action without Sniffy by his side. Even when they're able to turn a blind eye to the alien superheroes and villains battling it out for control of Pflugerville, Snoop and Sniffy have their paws full on Bark Street, with hilarious busybodies like Lorraine the Neighborhood Watch Duck, Poot the Groundhog, and Fred the Squirrel popping around. Do you love to laugh? Do you love animals? Do you have the brightest mind since Sherlock Holmes? Yes? Then tag along with us for the fun and see if you can help solve the mysteries by listening to Snoop and Sniffy on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.